When I first produced my 8-week course in 2018, one of the most popular questions and topics on this channel I ended up putting in there as a whole week of study, and that was on projection, how to speak louder. And the reason that it came, I think, around week 6 was because you really need to have a safe way to learn how to use your voice before you get to projection, right? You want to make sure that you're breathing properly and then you're not putting any tension or causing any strain or damage. So that was popular. And I also did some videos on this channel about it too, but I've always been very careful not to give people too much too soon, because it can take time for people with certain vocal habits to find a safe way of using their voice before they start adding volume. Now, that aside, something I've learned since then is that it's not always about them not having the instrument, right? Not having the body that's capable. If you think of a small child, a baby, how loud it can become. It's because it's not holding itself back. It has wants and needs, and it just calls out for them. It cries in the night. It screams when it's hungry, when it wants changing, and when it wants love. And that's just the most basic form of using your voice. Calling out for your needs to be met. What happens is, as we get older, as we grow up, we start putting blocks on ourselves, boundaries. We start limiting this voice that we have because of perhaps what we've been told by our parents. Maybe we've been told to shut up as a child. Maybe we've been told to be quiet by someone at school. Maybe we think we're dumb. Maybe we've been told we're stupid, or we shouldn't talk, or we don't have a nice voice. Whatever reasons are, it's not that we don't have the body or the instrument. It's more that we're deciding somehow, consciously or not, not to use it to its full effect. And we feel uncomfortable maybe using it. I would argue that if you have a body and you can breathe and your vocal mechanism is in working order, then you can create an array of sounds and be louder and be better heard and speak clearer. But when we feel self-conscious about sharing ourselves with our message or our information with the world, we pull back, we restrict ourselves. Also, sometimes we feel that if we're not saying something perfectly, correctly, then we pull back also. I have this myself, because I've been learning the Finnish language now for 10 years, and I'm still not fluent. And a lot of it is because I feel very self-conscious about getting it wrong. I've got the accent down, as you might imagine. That's one of my strengths. But the language itself is a repetition of practicing and listening. And my biggest problem with the language is, you know, I learnt written language and they speak slightly differently. And it's harder for me to understand the conversation or questions being asked of me than it is for me to just speak. But this stops me from going out and speaking more, which is the one thing that would help me become better. So I know firsthand that this is something that's held me back, and it can also hold others back from wanting to speak. And so psychologically, what can we do to actually better enable us to feel more confident speaking and sharing our message with the world, so therefore we don't get stuck and we don't feel like we're unable to speak louder? If you are holding yourself back from using your voice, it's likely because you care. You care about what others think of you. You care about what you think of yourself. You want to make sure that what you formulate into words is correct and accurate and pleasant. But the moment you can loosen your grip on that care, on that self-consciousness, is the moment you can start being freer and allow the full functioning of your voice to present itself. You already have the capacity, you just need the will. Because that block isn't in your throat. It's deeper. It's emotional. Before we continue, I must ask you to hit like, because that's going to help the algorithm find me and me find you and more people like you. If you really like this, comment, say hi. It's really nice when people get in touch and say thank you, or ask me a question, or give me an idea for a video. I will respond. I always do, because I'm good like that. Anyway, on with the video. First, try to connect with that part of you that learned to be quiet, to hold it back. The part of you that felt judged, the part of you that wanted to be heard, but that needs to protect itself. Because at some point, that protection helped you. It helped you to get by, but it's no longer serving you, otherwise you wouldn't be watching this video. So to speak louder, you know, you don't need to learn projection. You need to let go of that inner voice that's restricting your voice. Let go of that self-protection. Let go of that insecurity. For me, personally, one of the most effective tools in my journey in overcoming my self-consciousness about using my voice was hypnotherapy. It helped me rethink my perspective on who I am, who I care about, and why I care about them. But there's plenty of other ways of doing it. I mean, on my website, I do have a hypnotherapy for public speaking confidence, which is something that you can practice for a few weeks listening to help you find a new perspective on how you see yourself. And for some people, this has been very effective and it helps them let go and feel freer to speak publicly. But it can be something that takes time. Psychotherapy works, CBT works for others. It depends on you. But you've got to be willing to think about your emotional self and your psychological health if you want your voice to come naturally, if you wanted to feel comfortable using your voice. Because I'd argue that many people don't feel comfortable, and that's where you're stuck. So figuring out why you don't feel comfortable is the best way to getting to unlock that voice so you can share it with the world. And once that inner voice softens, it goes quiet, the outer voice is able to be shared. And you won't be screaming like a baby, but you will be more comfortable just sharing your message. You won't be conscious about it anymore. You'll just be using your instrument and your body and your voice to share information or to connect with others. And that's what it's for, isn't it? That's why we communicate. Because after working with thousands of people on their voice, one thing is very clear to me. Confidence comes from within. And the confidence to use your voice fully only ever comes when you give yourself permission. Permission to be heard. Permission to take up space. Permission to change. I hope this helps, because nobody should feel small in their own voice. You now have a direction to move in. Are you going to take it? If you feel there's someone you know who will get value from this video, please do share. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so